practice, if we use such a word, is being the suppleness of life, the suppleness of mind, the suppleness of living this moment, having let go of, holding to thoughts, holding to feelings, holding to satisfied, dissatisfied, with conditions that are always changing and with reactions that seem to arise as our life. Being supple is, we use the word non-thinking. That's the instruction Dogen Zenji gives for what we're doing, if you want to say that, when we're sitting. Being supple means we don't entangle, or we notice and release entangling in emotion, thought, and beliefs in ways that the world should or shouldn't be. That's ongoing practice, whether it's in formal ways during Zazen, other parts of formal practice, or it's throughout the day. This is why Dogen says, when giving instructions of what to do when sitting, he says, non-thinking. This is the essential of Zazen. If we look for more, he says, this is complete consciousness here now. And of course, what hinders us and what is our practice opportunity is noticing when conceptual holding and reactions get in the way. This non-thinking isn't something in contrast to or combination of thinking versus not thinking, but it's actually who and what we always are. This is what our practice is, not gaining something else, but being right this moment. Whether we want to think about it or recognize it or make something of it, it's always being this that we are. That's the teaching, the fundamental teaching of the Buddha, that it's only our, if we use the word attachments, which is a big word, but really it's the particular clinging or reacting that's our opportunity to notice, believing, that, in a sense, stops us from living as our life, as the life of the universe is right now. And it's up to us to find what nurtures and supports that for us, and to notice where habits of mind, whether however they manifest in our life in a particular moment, notice when that's blinding us, when that's, whether it's a negative or critical comment, a believing feelings that this isn't good. Why is that changing? That's got to change. All sorts of reactions. We, in a sense, become the expert at noticing how this universe of ongoing changing, how this universe elicits emotion, emotion thoughts, beliefs, habits in our life. And when those are held to or blind us or seem to lead us to react, doesn't matter at what point, doesn't matter how and when it occurs, it's always being this, as I quoted from Joshu several weeks ago, this ongoing flowing, this ongoing changing moment of the universe right now. That's why our practice in a way is so simple, because it's always our life as it is right now. You don't have to create special situations. Just sitting down, just walking, offers us the opportunity to manifest, if I say it, the mind seal of the Buddhas and ancestors. Or I could simply say, allows us to manifest who and what we are. Allows us to manifest this perfect way of compassion in all sorts of circumstances, in all sorts of ordinary ways. It's the very ordinariness of our life. That's the wonderfulness of our life, because ordinary is every moment that you have, every moment that I have. Therefore, we don't have to go looking for special circumstances, but rather allow ourselves to be awake at this special, ordinary moment, right now, right here. Thank you.